Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hump day.
So, listen, I want to send out condolences to Snoop, loss of his mother. Several of us on this show have lost our mother. It's really no words at that time that you can give a person that's comforting at all. All I say to people is when they lose someone dear to them is that in due time, God will allow you to feel better. There's no time limit. There's no set amount of time. But just in time, you will feel better. There is no getting over it. There is no, you know, and the cliche answers that people give you don't always help. Well, you know, she's in a better place now, you know. That never helped me. So I don't say that to people. I just tell people, hey, man, be strong for those around you that need it. And if you need strength, go to God to get it. And hang in there, man. In due time, you'll be laughing about some of the things that she taught you. But in the meantime, condolences go out to the family. You know, that kind of leads me to my closing remarks, too, because here's what I've learned in life. I don't know of a relationship that you can have that's more powerful than the one you can develop with God. Losing my mother, as I'm sure a lot of you can relate to, was mortifying. But if I didn't have God in my life, if I didn't know how prayer worked, if I didn't know how to go to him and take him this problem and ask for strength, I really don't know what I would have done. I just don't know. So for me, the most important relationship I've ever formed is my relationship with God. Now, outside of that and your family, I got to tell you something, man. And I'm saying this on the heels of what I just said. you can make the adjustments in your life because you realize you have to go on, and you can make the adjustments in your life because you can say things like they would want you to go on and not sit around and mope, but to pick yourself up and live the best life you can live. So you will find a way to live without your mother. You can live without your father. You can live without your brother. You can live without your cousins. You can live without your coworkers. But there's something in life that's an absolute necessity. You have to have a friend. You cannot live in this world without a friend. I'm telling you, man, it's very difficult. Now, if that friend is Jesus, you have something. Trust and believe you do. If your friend is your God, your Lord and your Savior, you have something there. But if you can manage somehow in your life, over the course, develop some friendships. I'm talking about real ones now. I'm not talking about your associates. I'm not talking about your fair weather friends. I'm talking about some real friends, man. I'm talking about when it get real gritty now. I'm talking about them friends. I'm talking about them friends that you can call no matter what you've done. And you can say, hey, man, this is what done happened to me. And they come and sit with you. And they start to figure out, hey, man, what we gonna do? Or you pass, or you tell them that you did something and they don't start passing judgment. They say, all right, man, let's try to work something out with this. You have to have a friend. You need somebody, man, that you can tell your deepest, darkest secrets to. And they say, I understand that, man. You're going to be all right. Because guess what? All of us are flawed. There's not an unflawed human being on this planet. All of you, all of us, we're all flawed. You got to have somebody, man, that can deal with them flaws, that say, hey, man, in spite of your flaws, I got you. You my guy, you my girl. I got you. I got my flaws too. If you can develop a friendship or two, if you can get somebody who's down with you no matter what goes down, that's valuable, man. That is so valuable. There's an organization of great men who have the translation of their Greek symbols that stands for friendship is essential to the soul. That's an amazing thing, man. Brotherhood is not essential to the soul, neither is sisterhood. But friendship is. Friendship is essential. You don't get to, you don't pick your family. You're just born into it. But your friends, you actually have the opportunity to select. Be careful with who you call your friends. Because there will be times when you're going to call on them and you will find out truly who are your friends and who are not. Be very careful. I was asking a young person one the other day, I said, how many friends you got? Oh, about 15. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I don't know a living soul with 15 friends. Think about it. Pass out the term friend cautiously. But make sure that when you call on this person, that they are first there, they are non-judgmental, and they are with you ride or die. Those are your friends. If you have one or two of those at any given time in your life, you are a blessed human being. Friendship is essential to the soul. It really is. So y'all think about that. Develop a friendship. And if you got one, don't let nothing come between it. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you enjoyed it today. We had a great show today. A lot of new elements. We will continue tomorrow, God willing. We will see you bright and early. Y'all be good. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.